Sean, you came here, and well, you came into the NHL from the Boston Bruins. When you were there, they're one of the most consistent teams, obviously, out there. They lose Bergeron and Krejci, mm-hmm. and they just keep rolling. Mm-hmm. So you go from having a lot of consistency and just a program in place to one that it's been, you know, there's some turbulence here since you've been here. How important is it coming from there to here to establish that here and have a measure of consistency here?
You know what I've realized, I think about the same thing, is it's like a machine, and it's hard to start and it's hard to stop. No matter who's coming in and who's going out, and it takes a hell of a lot of work to get it going and build it, and it takes a lot of, you know, it takes less to keep it going than it does to start it. And that's what they've got there, and you know, that's as an organization where you're looking to go, and how do you start that? It's one piece at a time and little progress. So that's what we've got to do. We've got a ton of work in front of us. There's no secret there. And the results, the consistent results, come from consistent actions. And it's pretty, it can look amazing and, you know, a miracle from the outside. But if you're in those walls on a daily basis, it's just one foot in front of the other. But, each day you got to take a step. So I think something that we're going to have to work to build. We've got a long way to go. There's no secret there. And that's where we want to go, is be that. You want to be a consistent playoff team. And, you know, we can say that all day. We want that's hot air. So we've got a lot of work to do.
You guys, started this season with some turmoil, obviously. We're not going to rehash that whole thing, but, Pazzi jumps in there right away. The coaching staff has to scramble. I'm wondering what your thoughts of this season are from, you know, playing for him as a head coach, and just kind of, you know, what the experience was like, you know, this season.
Yeah, I mean, we come into this season with some expectations to be fighting for a playoff spot, and as a worker, you're working to meet or exceed expectations. So every day where we fell behind expectations, you're disappointed. So we sit here disappointed that we didn't. Those were the expectations set. Did they change after the incident? Not for us, in our eyes. They weren't expected to change. So I think, Hedge, it's, listen, I think we all got to look ourselves in the mirror, and we all have to be better. And if we're, the results, you know, they say something. And as a player, I go back and after the season and I look at these team results, which I'm a leader of this team. And you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, I'm part of the reason for the results. You're not solely to blame, good and bad. If I want to sit here and we win games, I'll be, you know, you're a piece of it. You feel good about it. Lose a lot of games, you're a piece of it. You don't feel great about it. So you look in the mirror, and I think we're going to have, you know, if you're not doing some soul searching this summer and this off season, looking where you can get better to help this team, I don't think it's probably the place for you. So that's where we're trying to get to a point too. And you can try and change the world, but, you know, you got to change yourself.
Hey, Sean, one of the things I think a lot of people on the outside are going to look at is the injury situation. The last two seasons, over 800 man games lost. It's just a lot. And I know some of it is certainly freak stuff, but what do you feel like, maybe from your point of view, the team's point of view, that you guys can do to try to limit that in any way possible?
Another thing I'd put in the category of everyone, you know, that's another piece of this that, you know, we all need to improve, and that's another area we need to improve in. And where does that improvement take place? I think, you know, it's each person in looking themselves and as a player, am I injured? What can I do to not be injured? And what steps can I take in the summer to not be injured? And obviously, I think it's a group. We all got to be better. And there's those results, like I said, they all tell us something. And you listen, and if you don't listen to them, you know, you probably expect the same stuff. So just as players, I think you see those and you say, okay, what can I do to be more healthy, put myself in the best situation to be more healthy. And that doesn't come after you get injured. That comes probably starting here soon. So we, you know, as you can ask about different places, but you kind of look back at yourself and say, okay, what piece can I have in helping that get better? And if all I can control is my piece of that, then you do it. If you can help a little bit, you do it. But it's got to get better. There's no secret. That has to be a piece that we get better. And as players, you just do what you can do as a player. And as a player, what can you do all summer to prepare to not put yourself in a bad situation?
Sean, you play on veteran teams in Boston. This franchise is a badge of honor of being one of the youngest teams in the league every season. How can you make that coexist where you can make the playoffs with a young team?
Yeah, I mean, that's a challenge. I guess you guys probably know the numbers better than I do of what the ages of these teams that get into the playoffs look like. And I think I just keep bringing it to as a player, it's you get a locker room full of men at the beginning of the season and you kind of set expectations for yourself and try and meet or exceed them. And whether they're 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, you know, not necessarily up to us. I think it's, we have this group, we have these expectations, let's meet them or exceed them. And, you know, how old the guys are on the team, I think is someone else's department, but what is up to us is if we have a young team, is making the most of the young team.
I guess keeping in that theme with young guys, the only, saw this guy for 11 games, Malatesta. But, he seemed to make a pretty big impression around here pretty quick. What are your thoughts? I mean, you got to play with him. Just kind of going forward, is he a guy that excites you about the potential for him here?
Yeah, I think we call him Jimmy. Jimmy was a bright spot. I mean, he was a bright spot for us. But I think, had you want to get to the point where you know, that's kind of the expectation and the standard, is a guy like that to come in and bring that energy and bring the work ethic. Kudos to him. He did it. And I think he met his expectations and the standard. And I think a guy like that can help lift the group. And that's kind of what we need to push for and strive for and set that expectation for ourselves. Good for him, though. He played well.
You know, I mean, when it comes to like the youth movement and a lot of young guys, I mean, potential is always a word that's used. But when it comes to, I guess, switching that, you know, that youth movement, that potential to what you were saying, like the standard, the expectation of what it looks like to perform at an NHL level, like what is your role in kind of creating, like cultivating that kind of culture and making sure that, you know, yeah, this team might be young, but there is another step and it's not only potential, but like it's a standard and there's an expectation of success moving forward, not just potential.
Number one is just being an example. So your responsibility is to come in and set an example of what you want that to look like. And then after you set your example, and you can hold people to that standard. And it's a fairly black and white thing. We're talking a hockey team. So there's certain instances on the ice that are a standard. There's certain instances when you travel in the gym, in the training room, there's a million little things that happen every single day. And I think, first of all, show that you're doing it. And then second of all, bring some others along. And I hope that's not too vague. I mean, but that's kind of where you go with that is you're not going to go in and do anything crazy you know, it's just really a simple one foot in front of the other and day by day thing.
Sean, no doubt you're a champion for your hometown. Last year we saw the Summer League and how many of you guys played in that. How important is it to you to have a good core of players be here in the summertime, training in the summertime, skating together in the summertime? How important is that to you and how important is it to the ultimate success of the team?
Yeah, I mean, Dave, I think you bring me to the story of the season, I think, is our fans. I mean, really, this season, our fans have just shown through. And obviously, not the product we wanted to show them at all times, but wow, were we impressed with how they showed up on a nightly basis. And it's really impressive, and obviously it's a little closer to home with me, who obviously, and so that means a lot, and it puts a little extra emphasis on trying to produce some results for them. But like you said, there's a lot of these good teams have a lot of guys sticking around in the summer and building cohesion, and whether it's on the ice or off the ice. And then the summer league is a step for us, an organized way to maybe start something like that. And we're hoping to continue it. I know it's a really bright spot for a lot of fans to get closer to us and see us on a closer level. And really important. I think it's really important. It's something that I really enjoy doing, and was the benefactor of similar things back in the day when it was on a different scale. But just little things, I benefited from them. So if we can continue to make it a little bigger and a little better, it's just something that we know is going to eventually help this organization.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for everything. Thank you.